This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy podcast.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Yes, it's that time again. The Godcast Q&A.
Yay!
That's right.
For October.
For October. Yes, because this is November.
Right. We're freshly back from our time away, which was great. I love that time. And I have a question to ask. Remind me at the end.
Wait, you have a question to ask on the Q&A?
I have a Q&A. Yes, yes.
You have a Q, not an A.
I have a Q. And I'm wanting some A's.
Oh, gosh. Who's the Q for? Me?
No.
For the listeners?
Yes.
All right. Speaking of Q's from the listeners.
Yes.
Our first one is from All Blacks. Is Frank's company going to produce the Butterfly movie?
Ah.
Oh, the Butterfly movie. Yeah, Butterfly Hero. We spoke to Linda Walton, the screenwriter from London.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking. Mm. We got to see.
Always starts with talking. It's got to start with a vision and an idea first, right?
Yeah, and a script.
Which is already. Yep. And, you write it down on paper. Write your vision down on paper. So you start with the vision, then you write it down on paper. Then you present your plan to the Lord and see where he wants to go with it. All right.
Okay, so there's your answer, Old Blacks. Next one, Crunchyroll. I checked out Linda Walton. She's written some other stuff, too.
Yes.
Has she ever written or done anything in other mediums?
Her background is in theater.
Is in theater, right.
But she's very open to other things. Like, this was a screenplay. What she won for at the event was for Best Screenplay for King Babylon, which is a different venue, not theater.
But we'll find out for sure for you, and maybe we'll even have Linda answer it herself.
That'd be cool.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is right up your alley. This user's name is Blizzard Lover.
Yeah. This okay. year, big blizzard.
Come on.
According to the Farmer's Almanac.
New Jersey. And it's Bill Farmer, not a bunch of farmers getting together, as per Keith Axum. Okay. My boyfriend and I listened to the most recent Q&A, and we got into a big fight about, ridiculously enough, superheroes. What, in caps, is the fascination in like 12 question marks?
Uh-huh.
Please, in caps, help me understand why my boyfriend, and most men, in caps, feel like these movies are about them in some way. Why, in caps, do they feel these films are a way for them to say, okay, this is possible. I can actually be a superhero. Christina Sasso, please help me. My name is Gianna, and I live in Logan, Utah.
Well, Gianna, I'm going to let Frank step in, but I'll tell you what I have learned in my vast experience dealing with Frank. Frank loves Batman because, just like you said, he feels that this could be possible, especially with Batman, because Batman's human. He just happens to be like a billionaire, so he could buy all these gadgets and stuff. He could get himself trained in all these martial arts and climbing things and parkour and blah, blah, blah. So guys think that this could be possible. Like somehow this could be possible.
Uh-huh.
Now, why do they want it to be possible? Because God created men to want to rescue the women.
Hmm. Very impressed. Go ahead.
Not that we need rescuing, but they are put in that position to be the protector here on Earth, our natural protector. And the superhero was created by men. For the most part, I know they're superhero women, and I totally am behind that. But I think that men need to identify with a character that's cool and fit and handsome mm-hmm. and strong mm-hmm.
and fast and rich.
Rich and magical in some way, like or like supernatural in some way,
okay. yeah.
that can fight every foe and rescue not only the damsel in distress, but the world. And I think he put that in all of us, male and female. And that's what really we're called to do. Be supernatural heroes. Not so much like a comic book hero, but like Jesus. Because he is a supernatural hero. He's the ultimate superhero. He was a man operating in God's power, which we have access to. And he was able to walk on water. He was able to heal the sick, raise the dead. He conquered death. He went up against the powers that be and won.
And it's throughout the Bible, too. You have David and Goliath. He got this little guy, kind of like Spider-Man. He's like a little kid. But yet he can vanquish the mighty enemy. It's just the way God made men and women. But men really are driven to that place of being the protector and the savior. So you can correct me if you feel I'm gone off base there.
I feel you're
Oh, one other thing. And it's quite all right to let your boyfriend be that person. Now, it doesn't mean you need rescuing, because I don't need rescuing. But it's nice to know, in this world of liberalism and everything, and women can do anything that men can do, that we can let the man, you allow him to do that in your life. He doesn't do it by force. You allow him to take that position at times in your life. And it makes for a very pleasant existence. While we were away, we went to see Thor. Thor of Ragnarok. Rangoon.
Thor Ragnarok. It's not Thor of Rangoon. No one's going to know what that means. It's Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
Not Thor of Ragnarok.
Is that his last name, Ragnarok?
No, his last name is not Ragnarok. It's not Mr. Thor Ragnarok. It's Thor Ragnarok.
What's Ragnarok? The place, right?
Keep going.
Anyway, so we went to see Thor Ragnarok, and it was very, very good. It was very entertaining, and it was no Avengers.
What do you mean there were no Avengers?
There were no Avengers in it.
Of course there were. Hulk, number one.
Spoiler.
They know that in the commercial.
Oh, but okay. Anyway.
And hold on. Black Widow is in it. The Avengers. Tony Stark is mentioned. I mean, it's an Avengers.
All right.
It's a Thor movie, but Avengers
right.
are
attached.
That's what
I'm trying to say. Right. It wasn't like that other movie where they're all fighting around with Ultron.
All right. Ultron.
Right. Right. It wasn't a fighting movie of all the Avengers
right.
helping each other out. It was Thor and pretty much Thor. They introduced some new characters. You know, is it it?
Yeah, right. Go ahead. Keep going.
I like him.
Your boyfriend is in it. Yeah.
Mr. Ellen. He's my new boyfriend because my old boyfriend is gotten older. I still love him.
So they get old and you chuck them away for a younger model?
That's right.
Wow.
I still love Sean Bean. It's Sean Bean if you're listening.
Yeah, Sean Bean who's in a wheelchair.
He's not, God forbid. He's
using a walker.
Please, he is not. He's not. Sean Bean, if you're listening, I still love you.
Go ahead.
But they introduced some new characters. I'm getting way off track here.
Yeah.
But it is that, you know. We went to see Thor, and it was very good. Again, you see those themes of good against evil. There's clearly an evil, and there's clearly a good. And, you know, you see the redemptive quality of someone who was not good and kind of fell off the wagon, and now they rally and they're good. So also to mention, if you haven't already, I would get this book for your boyfriend. It's called Wild at Heart. It taps into that whole why men gravitate to these kind of movies and why comic books and superheroes and so on are such a men-driven thing. You read it, buy one for yourself, give one to your boyfriend, and have a nice conversation.
Wild at Heart by John Eldridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next one from Taco Monster 224. I did it. I found an inconsistency in the Bible.
Oh boy.
Really? Okay, Taco Monster. Explain how Proverbs 26:4 and 26:5 are different. They are saying the complete opposites of each other. Well, I guess you just explained it. Ha! I asked four pastors about this, and no one can explain it to me. They tell me, go and study it more. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Okay, who's your daddy? It's your turn. I'll even supply the verses for you, saving you the time to look them up.
I was just going
to
do that.
Okay, Proverbs 26:4 says, do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you yourself will be just like him. Proverbs 26:5 says, answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Go.
All right, I just pulled it up in the Hebrew just to make sure. So let me just read what it says, translated from Hebrew. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. It's saying the same thing. They're not contradictory at all. It's not like it's saying this. It's not saying this.
Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. It's saying, don't answer him so you're not like him. Mm-hmm. Answer him and he'll be wise in his own eyes. You don't want him to be wise in his own eyes, in his own thinking.
Right.
So basically, this is a negative statement both times.
About fools.
Right. Don't try to reason with a fool, because then you'll end up being like him. If you do answer him, he's going to think he's wise in his own eyes.
Right.
He's going to think he's right. See how it's saying the same thing. It's not disagreeing. They're two similar statements. So it's not a contradiction. It's basically saying, in a nutshell, if I could paraphrase, don't talk to a fool on his level. Because if you do, you're going to make him look smart or make him think he's smart. So don't. Because if you do, you're going to look just like him.
Right, exactly. And he'll think he's wise.
And he'll think he's smart.
There you go.
So basically, don't argue with a fool. Because it's like arguing with a brick wall.
Got that, Taco Monster?
Very good. I hope that helps.
Next question, Tonga versus Damoa. Frank totally said we in the episode, we don't run around in tights.
Yes, ha, 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 ha. He did.
Does he really think he's a superhero? Yes, I do. Next question, we just went over this. Rocks and Stars 779. Tomfoolery is not a sin. Frank has nothing to apologize for and he's not a dope. Oh, thank you. If you don't like the show, put on some boring sermon of the week. This show is a cutting-edge Christian podcast that teaches on the Word of God, allows for listener interaction, and does it in an in-your-face, metal bag, traction-jaction, rock-smashing way that will offend immature believers and non-believers. So get mature or get moving to something else. Who's your daddy? Don't stop podcasting and don't change. Also, my question is... here's the question. Are there any plans for different kinds of podcasts like PDF subscriptions, video, etc.? I'm not going to answer that question yet because we do have something in the works, but it's too premature to announce. But we are already thinking on different things like that, rocks and stars. So just stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
Though. That's very cool.
The Crying Tank 02. By not watching the news, don't you feel that you're not knowledgeable as to what's going on in the world? How are you able to minister to people effectively without knowing what people are going through? Jesus said, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I urge you to repent and start watching the news to gain knowledge of things in the world. Thank you. Okay, well, you're welcome. And number one. Number two, we have nothing to repent for. Number three, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." That is totally taken out of context.
Well, explain what
that
it means.
That verse. Jesus was saying, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," meaning knowledge of the kingdom, knowledge of what their rights are, knowledge of who they are, knowledge of his word,
promises.
All that knowledge. Not about knowledge about what CNN is talking about.
So do you think that Jesus meant when he said, "My people are perishing for a lack of knowledge of, you know, hey, if you don't know what pornography is, you better check it out because you should be watching that so you know what it is. You should know what child abuse is because, you know what you got around you. Know about Satanism and what they do and get it, you know.
Drug use, all that.
Find out because you're going to know.
How are you
going to
know what people are going through?
And also to make sure we're clear on this, we don't watch the news, but we know what's going on because no matter what, you find out. We don't live in a bubble, okay?
Yeah.
We're not hermits. We are in the world every day, and I'm surrounded by TV screens almost every day. I work in a gym, and every treadmill and every elliptical and every bicycle and every wall has a TV screen on it. So believe me, I see the news. However, I don't trust what I'm being told to be the truth. Mm-hmm. That's my problem. I don't have a problem finding out things that are happening in the world. I have a problem with it being slanted to appear one way or the other. If I could just get the news flat out, this is what happened here, good night, that would be great. But that's not what happened because when I'm in the locker room, there's a news channel on and everybody is reporting the news with their heads shaking and their eyes rolling and their opinion attached to it. And I just don't want it served to me in that way. Thank you very much. So I would choose to not listen to the news. That doesn't mean we haven't found out what has happened.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're ministering to somebody, you ask them, hey, what's the matter? And they tell you. So there's your news. Now you
and
know.
And also, how does this make you feel? Why are you feeling this way? Why are you sad? Why are you crying?
Don't you know the good news?
Yeah, so there you go. So repenting also means turning from your sin, and because you've already been forgiven. So turning from it and going the other way. So since we're not going to turn and start watching the news and getting knowledge on worldly things,
right?
We're not going to
stay
repent.
Right where we are. Exactly.
Okay.
Relish 9:20. This is not a loaded question. That's already makes it a loaded question.
No.
But does Frank ever get jealous of Christina's brain power? Every day.
My brain power?
I'm so jealous of Christina's brain power.
Wow.
That I could hardly function.
I think you have mighty brain power.
It's Thank just you. Different. I have the mind of Christ.
Right. It's different from my brain power. Like the things that Frank does, like for a living and business and dealing with people, I have no interest in. I just don't want to wrap my brain around it. So we have different brain powers and different gifts, and that goes for everybody out there. But thank you for the compliment.
Okay, relish. Hi, I'm Queen Samantha. Queen Samantha.
Good.
Hi, I'm Queen Samantha, and I live in St. Louis. I, all caps, love when Christina said that you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari. A friend of mine has been pressuring me into getting a tattoo, and I couldn't wait for her to tell me again to get a tattoo. I was at the gym last week, she started in again, and I told her Christina's line, and she stood there with her mouth open and said, wow, that's hilarious. I will never, ever tell you again to get a tattoo. Now, the rest of this is all in caps. Yes! Thank you, Christina. I love you and want to have coffee with you one day.
Oh, yeah. I want to come to St. Louis.
Okay.
But I have to give...
Queen Samantha.
I have to give credit where credit is due. I stole that line completely from a comedian, and I loved it, and I said, I'm stealing it. It's mine.
Oh, man. All right.
Feel free to steal my lines, because I stole them from someone else.
Good artists create, great artists steal. All right.
That's it. There you go.
Loudhorns11 asks, I'm a believer. If I commit suicide, will I go to hell? Why are you looking to commit suicide? At least they took the time in to write the show before they
committed. I feel like we've answered this question.
I think we did. What, but, is this another...
But
if I have a feeling this person's just asking to
find out. Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you're a believer, you shouldn't want to commit suicide.
That shouldn't even be a thought.
Right, right. But I don't believe you go to hell. No.
I don't believe that either.
Your sins have been forgiven already. So you cannot commit a sin that hasn't been committed other than rejecting the gift of forgiveness.
Right.
That's the sin that sends you to hell. I hope that answers your question.
The next one is from The Believer Only. Who is their engineer? You never hear him except in one episode where he answers them. I think it was an episode they did with Keith. I would like to be... Oh, I get this. Okay. I would like to be a podcast engineer like that and be able to spin sound effects and play things back. So awesome. How do I get a job like that? Okay. We don't have an engineer, per se, that's sitting with us right now with like a cart machine
cool
or with sound effects or anything. That's just like kind of audio painting in the background. That's all done in editing. It's all done post-production.
So who's our engineer that's doing all that?
That would be me.
So this is the brain power I was talking about and creativity power. I have no interest.
You're extremely creative. What are you talking about?
The creativity that I am not interested in. This kind of, like, I'm not interested in editing a podcast and putting sound effects in. But you do it, and you do it very, very well.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, Believer Only. How do I get a job like that? I have, for years, have been looking for someone to edit this show. So I'll tell you what. I will contact you off air through your email and test you out. Because if you're interested, maybe I could bring you on as an editor. And we'll discuss terms. Next question is from P_Gaines. My name is Pastor Gaines, and you recently answered a question from a person by the username of The Real Emma Peel, in which you gave her an answer to her question about blaspheming the Holy Spirit and telling her that her pastor was wrong. This is an outrage. Because, here we go. This is an outrage because you basically crucified the character of her pastor. Really?
I don't think I did that.
All we said was that it was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And you also told her that she didn't commit the unforgivable sin. How dare you? You had better ask forgiveness for that advice, as teachers will be held to a higher level of accountability than others. Turn and walk with the Lord Jesus. Dude, chill out. All we said was he was wrong. We didn't crucify him.
Wow, if that was what Jesus went through.
Yeah, they just said he was wrong.
Hey, Jesus, you're wrong. That's crucifying?
It is finished.
You misread the Bible, okay?
And she didn't commit the unforgivable sin because she was worried that she might have, okay? Her heart was still pure. Chill out, Pastor Gaines.
But it's okay. You can have your opinion. Again, we don't have to ask for forgiveness because all our sins already have been forgiven.
Yeah, dude.
All our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. And we do walk with the Lord, and we love you anyway.
Yeah.
And even if you don't like us in, at all.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Oh, you hear that music. That's right. You know what that means.
Captain Britain!
Captain Britain writes in.
Woohoo!
I would love to meet... I love that he has his own theme song now. Okay, engineer, cut it. Thank you. That's our engineer at work. I would love to meet Sister Linda Walton.
Ah.
Maybe the next time Brother Frank and Sister Christina are in England, the four of us could have tea.
Yes!
I found Ms. Walton on a website called Stage 32 and heard some music from a production called King Babylon. She talks about this on the podcast interview. It sounds great. Please send me some information about this film. I would purchase it at once.
Oh, wow. Well, it's not a film yet. It's a screenplay.
Right.
So if there's any filmmakers out there financiers,
want to talk about producing King Babylon, go listen to the interview because she talks about what it's kind of about, which is kind of a different twist on Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. All right, so Captain Britain ended the show. That's it. Oh, wait a minute. You had a question. You said
I have a question for you.
For me?
Not you.
Oh, podcastia?
Yes.
Of a podcastia. Okay, yes. Go.
Every time we go to a lovely spot, we always say, oh, I'd love to have a house up here or property up here. And I'm a big real estate person. I love real estate. I'd love to actually flip houses and stuff like that. But when we go away, oftentimes I'll go on Zillow or Realtor.com and I'll start to look for property in the area. And sometimes I'll find stuff and Frank will actually put legs to it. He'll call realtors and actually speak to realtors.
Yeah.
And they'll say, yes, we'll call you back. We'll set up a time when you can come up and boof. They never respond and call us back.
They vanish like smoke.
They just vanish. I don't know if the property isn't big enough or the sale isn't big. I don't know what the reason is. Like, just for instance, we got back from the Poconos. We saw a for sale sign on some land, and there was a realtor sign. Frank called the realtor, and
nothing.
We were up there. We figured, oh, we're up here already. Let's go and
we could walk there.
We could check it out.
Right.
Nothing. Never get back to us. So I'm putting this out there. Help, because I'm frustrated. I think Frank's frustrated because you're tired of calling people, getting the runaround, and no one calls you back. We're looking for a property. Doesn't have to have a house on it.
Right.
3, at the most, 5 hours from Mercer County, New Jersey. In the Poconos, in like the northwest of Pennsylvania, like Pine Creek Gorge, that area. Looking for land in that's remote, that's country.
Right.
That's maybe got a little creek or river running next to it or near it, and maybe near state land, anywhere from 5 to 10 acres.
That's what we're looking for.
That's basically what it doesn't have to have a house on it.
If you are a realtor, if you know a realtor, if you're selling property yourself,
you want to be a realtor.
5 hours from Mercer County, New Jersey, 5 hours or less from Mercer County, New Jersey, leave us an email at info@ahistorywithgod.org. info@ahistorywithgod.org with a phone number or at least an email that we can get back to you on. We will call you back or email you back. We will get back in touch with you and we will set something up. So if you know of a realtor, if you're a realtor, if you have a friend who's a realtor,
or somebody who knows or someone is selling, who's selling
property, if you yourself are selling, any of those versions of what I'm saying.
Help us.
Help us, please. Nobody wants to call me back. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just, well, if the sale is not enough, then why advertise it?
I don't know. I think that I had this thought because I was thinking of that property we just saw.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the person who's trying to sell that property.
Oh.
And they're wondering, why is no one coming to look at my house? Why is no one coming to look at this property?
Exactly.
And
it's annoying.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. That sign has been up there, I think, since the last time we went up there. Now, if the property have sold and that's why they're not getting back to us, then go out there and take the sign down. Take
that sign down, right. Because then that leaves a bad taste in my mouth about the realtor who has the sign still up there.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the person selling. The realtor's got a kind of bad name now to me because you're not returning my calls.
And if they you know what? Even if they did return the call and the property was sold, it'd be like, oh, no, that property sold, but I have a couple of other properties might be interested in. That's fine. All right, people? So let us know.
Thank you. All I appreciate it.
And remember, don't forget, by the way, don't ever forget, remember this, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.